night last night. Now, Madonna holds her press conference today, and a lot of the ticket team is going. I don't know that I can make it to the Madonna press conference because I had one of the worst nights of sleep in my life.
Why that?
All right. In our hotel, the walls are pretty paper thin, right? You can mm-hmm. hear everything that goes on in the room next to you.
Yeah, they saved money on walls.
Yeah. So around 10 o'clock, as I'm trying to go to bed last night, I think it's two guys sharing a room next door.
Uh-oh.
They came home, and they were pretty loud, and then they fell asleep. And then I was tossing and turning, and right when I fell asleep, this is about midnight maybe, I wake up because one of those guys is hurling.
Oh, no.
And it's
can hear it in the bathroom.
So loud. And it's like he's at the foot of my bed throwing up or something. It
he's
was
scream
so
vomiting.
Loud. He was scream vomiting just like me. And that happened at midnight. He did it again at 2. And he did it again at 4. Every 2 hours, he was going in there and throwing up. How does a human being have that much to throw up?
It's awesome.
I don't know.
You humans are disgusting.
You're more
you're
human
part of
than
us.
We are.
I can't believe how much human beings throw up. You know, Killer told us he vomited this week.
Yeah, tell us that story, Killer.
This guy vomited 3 times last night.
Got sick.
So every time I'm about to fall, so I may have gotten 2 hours. So I don't know that I can make the Madonna thing today, but I'll try.
I had a horrible night's sleep, too. I couldn't get the room cold enough.
I had that problem, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, why is it so warm in our hotel? Because it's not well insulated.
But the first few nights, I had the problem of our air conditioner cycles too fast. It, like, kicks on and cools down the room in about 30 seconds, and then it kicks off, and then the humidity shoots way up, and it just it's all off. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Last night, I could not get it cool enough.
I couldn't either, and the only thing I thought was maybe with the Super Bowl getting closer, the hotel's filling up, more people turning on their heat, and it's just
right.
heating up the whole building.
So I didn't go to bed till about 1 o'clock last night.
Mm. Well, before we got back to the hotel, we all went out to dinner. It was me, George Gordon, and Bad Radio, Bob, Dan, and Donovan. We went to a restaurant that shall not be named in this segment.
Quality, though.
And this is the third time that this has happened, I think, on this trip. We all order our food, and 20 minutes later, it arrives. Save for Donovan's dish.
It was amazing.
A couple of times ago, Donovan didn't get served, and he joked, this always happens to me because I'm black.
He's black.
Well, then the next time it happened, and I'm like, God, that's weird. That's wrong. And then it happened again last night.
It was amazing.
And he had ordered a pizza, and so the 5 white guys get their dinner. And then she says, oh, I'll be right back. It wouldn't fit on the tray. She goes back. She comes back like 7 or 8 minutes later and says, I forgot to put the order in. Sorry, it's going to be another few minutes, but they're getting it together really fast. It was, what, 15 minutes before he got his meal?
It was horrible. I felt horrible for him. So out of solidarity, I say, you know what? I'm going to stop eating.
He was almost done with his entree,
until your
by
pizza
the way.
Gets here.
Right, he had eaten two-thirds of it.
Wait a second.
Because he inhales when he eats, so he was almost gone.
At first we thought that they just had to go back to the kitchen and get it. It was waiting, but they just had to bring it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then after about 5 minutes, it became apparent it's not just right sitting right back there. They got to bring it out. They didn't make the darn thing. And when she came out and told us, I stopped eating.
As did I.
You did. You were the first one to join me in solidarity with our black brothers. Brother.
I didn't eat for about the first 5 minutes that you did. I waited for a while, and then finally I said, well, it's ridiculous for the food to get cold.
Well, that's what was funny, was listening to all these various white guys around the table falling one by one, saying, well, it's ridiculous for me to not eat. You know, I mean, just because one guy doesn't eat, I mean, we shouldn't let the restaurant completely win and all of us not eat.
Dan McDowell half joined our solidarity movement when he proclaimed that he would only eat bread until the pizza arrived.
Right.
And then I caught him eating some of his linguine, and he said he had to wash down the bread with the linguine.
Right. It was so cheap, you guys, falling one by one. I was the only one that stood in solidarity.
As did
I'm kind of the white Rosa Parks in this situation.
What?
Junior did the fake look outside the window to sneak a bite.
Yeah, to shove a tree of broccoli in his mouth.
I don't know what you're talking about. So, yeah, I figure that here in 30 years there's going to be a ticket documentary, just like we see documentaries about those integrated basketball teams from the 50s and 60s that went into the diner and they wouldn't serve the one black guy on the team, so the entire team got up and left. There'll be a documentary about the ticket, and we'll say, the year was 2012, so you can understand racism was still all over the place. And, yeah, we went into a predominantly white restaurant, and they would not serve Donovan, who was a black member of our staff. And, no, we didn't get up and walk out. We all finished our meals, and after dessert, we got up and walked out.
Well, and Giorgio in that documentary will claim that he'd stopped eating out of solidarity, and I will be the next clip you see in that documentary saying, George is a complete liar. He ate like a big white buffalo the whole time.
Anyway, well, and the other bad thing was he's not getting served because he's black on day one of Black History Month.
Yep.
And just hours after finding out that Don Cornelius had killed himself.
Yeah, Don Cornelius started off Black History Month with a bang.
Donovan was also not given any sort of discount on his food, which was...
Yeah, that was shocking. When the bill comes, I was just expecting they were going to comp his meal, and they didn't.
But, no,
at all.
They didn't.
No. And then we played credit card roulette, and Junior lost. It's so great.
You know what? That's stupid.
I think it's a dumb game, too.
Credit card roulette is stupid when the company is paying for it. So why does anybody care?
It's just kind of fun.
It's not that much fun.
Bad Radio loves the play.
It's only fun if you really do have to pay for the meal.
It wasn't fun for you because you've apparently had to absorb every expense. You're basically floating this entire trip on your Amex.
I am. But I trust that the company is going to pay me back here in a month or so.
Don't trust anything yeah, these days.
Maybe you're right.
We understand engineering's been put in charge of credit card
receipts. Reimbursement.
Yeah, reimbursement.
I'm going to get to the end of this trip and find out my credit card wasn't encoded.
What does that mean? I don't understand what you mean by that.
No, that could never happen. No one could make that big a mistake.
Well, you wouldn't
you
think
mean
so.
Encoding, like we do with the ticket, where that's the how you get ratings, is if your signal's encoded.
Right.
And if it's not encoded, then you just get a big fat goose egg.
Like if one person messes up so colossally,
then it affects everybody else's livelihood.
Right, but somehow it's not that big a deal.
No, then, that's not major. You guys are talking small market.
And then that,
stuff there.
That one person doesn't care about that mess up.
That would never happen in a large market.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't. Not so unless there's just gross incompetence.
Why are we even talking about it?
Yeah,
good point.
We shouldn't. Let's move on.
All right, we'll move on. 7:50 here on Sports Radio 13.